shall have no other gods before me. That's number one. Glory to God. And listen, my friend, this car right here can be your God. Your castle can be your God. Your clothes can be your God. Your cash can be your God. And the Bible said, Paul say, hey, glory to God, when you love money, it's the root of all evil. I say money's evil, but when you love it, the Bible says you can't serve two masters. You can't serve mammon, and you can't serve the Lord. So Bible say, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That means the Bible says, flee idolatry. Amen. American Idol. Hey, glory to God. Thou shalt have no other God. People don't have no statue now. They have statue in their mind. Anytime you worship Buddha, anytime worshiping Hindu, anytime worshiping Allah, that's a God, my friend. Thou shalt have no other God before me. The Lord name in vain. What do I mean, preacher? That means you say, oh God. You say, thank God it's Friday. You say, God damn, that's taking the Lord's name in vain. Hey, glory to God. That means that you're using the Lord's name with emptiness. My friend, if you want to do anything, do all in the name of Jesus, but you can do it for a purpose, a plan. Hey, glory, and for his present. You using the Lord's name in cussing? The devil is damn. Jesus is not damn. The devil is dead. So if you want to say anything, you say the devil damn. Because the devil is damn. He's doomed and he's destroyed. So using the Lord's name by saying, oh my God. That's using the Lord's name in vain. And plus, you don't love the Lord. If you love the Lord, you don't use his name in vain. But if you love him, you use his name for a purpose. Murder. That means somebody hates you. If you hate someone, you are a murderer. And the Bible say, no murderer shall inherit the kingdom of God. Somebody asks, is Hitler in heaven? If Hitler repented, Hitler is in heaven. If Mussolini repented, if all of those serial killers repented, they make it to heaven. But if you are a hater, like how the Bible say how Cain slew his brother Abel in the field and got a dastard to say, am I my brother's keeper? Amen. So if you are a hater, if you don't love someone, you are a murderer. And the Bible say, no murderer shall make it to heaven. So Hitler and Mussolini and serial killer, if they repented, they make it to heaven. But thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not... Shall not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visit the iniquity of the father upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. What about the same, my friend? You should not bow down to them. I mean that give obedience to them. That means that like people worshiping Allah, like people worship Buddha, like people worshiping the black stone, they worship as a pillar. I'm saying to you, the Bible say, thou shalt not serve them or bow down to them. That means that you bow, you kiss now your car, every day you're washing your car, every day you, my friend, you worship your clothes, every day you worship your shoes, every day you worship your television. All those things, my friend, why? Because you spend more time with these things. The Bible says, set your affection on things above than things on the earth. How much the Bible? Images or likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, nor that it is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. What that saying to you? That means that don't have a white picture of Jesus in your house. Don't have a white picture or black picture. picture of Jesus, a man with a nappy hair, big lip, and big nose, and you were Chinese, you were kind of Chinese, you got Chinese picture of Jesus. Jesus Christ was a Jew. Hey, glory to God. Jesus Christ wasn't a black man, wasn't a white man. He was a Jew. But the Bible says graven images, you bring a picture of a man around a table and say, this is Jesus. You got a picture of a Jesus in your house right now. Glory to God. No graven images. Jesus was not white. He was not black, but he was a Jew. Hey, glory to God. Well, it was a J-E-W. But it's amazing that how people steal stuff. If somebody lend you something and you don't give it back, that's stealing. If you take a pen or packs a pen from your job, that's stealing. If you go into a grocery store and it's a sample don't mean a breakfast. Sample don't mean a lunch. Sample don't mean a dinner. Sample mean taking one or two and go. My friend, it's amazing that how people steal and don't recognize what stealing is. Stealing is taking somebody's property that does not belong to you. That's stealing. You can steal somebody's joy. Glory to God. You can steal somebody's spouse, somebody's husband, somebody's wife. That's stealing, my friend. Thou shalt not steal. Neighbor stuff. I mean, cover mean lust. I don't know what the Bible say, my friend, that the Bible said, love not the world, neither the thing that are in the world. What's of the world? The lust of the flesh. What does lust of flesh mean? The craving of the flesh. The lust of the eye. Everything that I see, you want. You are a shopaholic. Hey, glory to God. Where you are? You are a shopaholic. You got more shoes than a shoe store. You got more clothes than a clothes store. And you don't give to people that don't have no clothes. But covered means lust, lasciviousness. And if you're a Christian, we should not lust. Amen. We should not covet our neighbor's stuff. So the Bible say, thou shalt not lust. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's stuff. That means lust. That means crave. That means you are greed. Spit you out of my mouth. So the best thing to do is say, Lord, help me with my lie. Amen. My lie, my friend, is people that's living a lie. You're living, hallelujah, beneath your privilege. You're living. You lie on your application. You know that you ain't qualified. And you know you ain't qualified. But you still lie. Think that thou shalt not commit adultery is accepted. But can we talk? When Jesus Christ asked the woman in St. John the 8th chapter, he said, where art thou accusers? Now, a lot of people are committing adultery like changing their drawers. A lot of people commit adultery like changing their socks. A lot of people commit adultery like how the days of the week is changed. But God say the only way you should get another wife if your wife died, your husband die. Amen. And go, or if they're infidelity. But the Bible says there's the ministry of reconciliation. Divorce is on the rise because people think that God
have dissolved the Ten Commandments of adultery. So I want to ask a question. Should we keep the Ten Commandments? Glory to God. Amen. Should we keep the Ten Commandments? Do you know the Ten Commandments? And somebody out there can look without looking at the Bible and say, which commandments, glory to God, should we keep? Should we keep the first commandment? Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make graven images after me. Hey, glory to God. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt honor the mother and father. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Hey, glory to God. All of those commandments, which commandment should we keep? Amen. Is the commandment voided? Amen. Should we not keep the commandments? Which commandment, my friend? And it's amazing that everybody got to keep that commandment. Because we don't steal. We don't commit adultery. We love the Lord with all our heart.
The Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and to do all thy work, but a Sabbath day of the Lord thy God, in it thou shalt do works, thou and thy son, thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, thy cattle, thy stranger that is within thy gate. For the 6 day the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in it, that in it is, and rested the 7th day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now, a controversy is going on. It's amazing that how this one religion, I say religion, which is called the Seventh-day Adventists, they keep the Sabbath, and they made it into a religion. So my question is, does Christian keep the Sabbath? Because the Sabbath was made for Israel. And we see that when Jesus Christ was on earth, he still obeyed the Sabbath, but he didn't obey the Sabbath to the way that I read it in Exodus. Hey, glory to God. The 20th chapter, verse number 9 and 10, 11. So the question is, should Christian keep the Sabbath? Now Jesus in Matthew chapter 1 and 2 say, then Jesus 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, there Lazarus was which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at a table with him. Now in three and eight, it read, then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and give it to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag, and bear was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone, because the day of my burial have this kept. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. Now also go to 9 through 14. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came for Jesus' sake only, right? But that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to the feast, they took branches of palm trees and glory to God, went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna, blessed is he, the King of Israel, that cometh in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon and written. So we see that how the Sabbath, hey, glory to God, Jesus Christ says Sabbath was not made for man, but man for the Sabbath. And also I like to say this also, that how in Galatians chapter 5, verse, I believe it's 20, let's say Galatians 22. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Right? So the question is, should Christian keep the law? Now, in Matthew 11, chapter verse 28, and this is the verdict, that Jesus Christ is our rest. And it say that, "Come unto me, all he that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your soul." So there are a lot of people that are still, now some Jews still hold the Sabbath. And I mentioned Sabbath, the Seventh-day Adventists, they hold the Sabbath. But I don't call those people Christians. Now, if they are still holding on to Helen G. White teaching, they're not Christian. But if they deviate from her teaching and follow the Bible, then they are Christian. Amen. So the Sabbath was not made for man, but man for the Sabbath. Because when Jesus would heal a man that was in Bethesda pool for 38 years, they say, "This is a Sabbath." Amen. Why are you carrying your bed on a Sabbath? So Jesus Christ say, if your ass fall in a hole, don't you go picking them up? So Sabbath, hey, glory to God, was not made for man, but man for the Sabbath. And a lot of people are still holding on to the Sabbath. But the other, because the Bible say, if you break one of these commandments, you've broken them all. So the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Now, I know that in, I believe it's Ecclesiastes 12th chapter, the whole conclusion is to fear God and to keep his commandments. Amen. So all the commandments was mentioned except the Sabbath. Hey, glory to God. How the young man say that he kept all the commandments of Jesus Christ. He lacked one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor. You shall have treasure in heaven. And the Bible say he walked away sad because he was rich. So the Sabbath day is the rest in Matthew 11, chapter verse 28. Say, "Come unto me, all he that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Come meek and lowly in heart, ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."